The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast presented, of course, by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman. You guys know this. Five teams, 7 years, bunch of media gigs, bunch of podcasts. People love the Fantasy Feast. They love the daily Ross Tucker football podcast. How about Emory Hunt, 4-0 last week on his college football bets on the College Draft Podcast? A lot of you guys missed that. You need to be checking that out or potentially even watching it on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. You know I'm at RossTuckerNFL on social. He is at Fezzik Sports. We, our show, is at RossTuckerPod on all the different social media platforms. As a friendly reminder, you can get all of our bets for this show in black and white every week in a beautiful spreadsheet format from our guy Grades down in Australia. Just become a Tuckheads member at patreon.com/RTmedia. patreon.com/RTmedia. Steve, the good news is we're betting on week two now. The bad news is we got off to a bad start. A really bad start, Steve. And it started with the first darn game, because we record this 9:25 a.m. Eastern, 6:25 a.m. Pacific Tuesday mornings. And of course, right after we recorded last week, Steve, we had the Chiefs announce that Travis Kelce got hurt in practice, which just killed that first teaser I had. Although, truth be told, the Steelers got blown out anyway. So pairing the Chiefs with the Steelers, that was a loss for me. You had the Steelers with the Commanders. You had the Steelers with the Packers. Commanders and Packers were good plays, but the Steelers killed both of us, Steve. They got smashed at home.
Yeah, Steelers hurt my feelings. That was my big loser for last week. And, you know, the theme of the week, the NFC teams, they're thriving. San Francisco, Dallas, those are the two best teams in the NFL. On the AFC side, all of the top teams struggled week one. So going into the season, we thought the AFC was better than the NFC, or many did. Now it's clear the NFC is indeed better right now.
Wow, that's a big statement after just one game.
I always hear overreaction Monday after the first week in the NFL season. You know what? I'm going to come over the top and call it Reaction Monday and Reaction Tuesday. Anyone who's not reacting to the fact in college that the Colorado Buffaloes may be a little bit better than what we thought they might be going into the season just isn't moving fast enough.
Interesting, because I kind of think people overrate what happens a little bit too much in terms of week one, but I get it. I like that you're zigging while everybody else is zagging. So anyway, real bad start for us with those teasers, of course. Remember, we're one of the only shows out there that I'm aware of that actually, you know, checks our notes and goes over what we did the week before. We talked about Niners, Steelers, Bucks, Vikings. You had the Bucks getting 60 for one unit. They won outright. Very good. Titans, Saints, you lean to the Titans getting the 3. That was a good lean. They end up covering. Texans, Ravens. Boy, I put 2 units on the Texans getting 10. The Ravens didn't even look very good. The Ravens had a bunch of injuries, and the Texans still lost by 60. I don't know how that happened. Bad bet, lost 2 units. You leaned there. I also had the Colts with this bad Jags O-line. Colts at home. First game with Steichen getting 5. They lose by 10. Both those 2-unit losers for me. You leaned that way. Bengals, Browns. I had the Browns in a teaser from getting 2.5 up to 8.5. I paired that with the Jets getting 2.5 up to 8.5. That was one of my rare wins in week one. 2 units there. Cardinals, Commanders, we had nothing. Panthers, Falcons. I love getting 3.5. It didn't work out. Panthers lost by 2 touchdowns. You were leaning that way as well. Eagles, Patriots. The total was 45. You took the under for 2 units, Steve. Now, we got to check this grade because grades has you down as a loss there, but that's just a push, correct?
Yeah, the reason the total closed 44, so it loses against the closer. Well, guess what? I wouldn't have played under 44, so we got ahead of the number, and you actually would have won if you would have played Monday. You pushed if you played all day Tuesday, and you lost if you played later in the week. That's why it's great that we record so early in the week. It's a push.
That's a push, grades. Make sure you note that. Dolphins, Chargers. You had the Dolphins getting 3. Steve, they won. You got 2 units there. Seahawks, Rams, the stunner of the weekend. I had the Seahawks, laying the 5.5. They get smashed. I don't know what to say other than I'm at a loss for words. Bears, Packers. We talked about you had the Packers in the teaser. That was a good one, except the Steelers screwed you over. Raiders, Broncos. I had the Raiders getting the 4 points. That was one of my wins. That was our only best bet, Steve. So even though we didn't have a great week, me in particular, we are 1-0 on our best bets. I know a lot of people that tell me, anytime you and I have a best bet together, they take it. 1-0 as the Raiders won the game outright. We were getting 4 points. And then Cowboys, Giants, I leaned Giants. Thankfully, that's all it was. Bills, Jets, you leaned to the Jets. And they end up winning. So for the week, I was down 6 units. Brutal. And with the push, Steve, you were up 1 unit for the week. So with the push, grading that one correctly, you were up 1 unit, and we are 1-0 on our best bets, which is awesome, almost as awesome as Steaktember. Man, I ate so well down in New Orleans before that game between the Titans and the Saints. That's how well you eat when you go to omahasteaks.com and type even in the search bar. You'll get 50% off all steaks. It's insane. You also get 2 free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips with select packages. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter even in the search bar to shop all the exclusive Steaktember packages and get those 2 free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips. Hurry and order today because this exclusive offer is only available for a limited time. Stay fired up for fall grilling with 50% off all steaks during the Steaktember sales event. That's omahasteaks.com. keyword even. The key for us, Steve, is getting better in week two. It starts Thursday night. Eagles are laying 7 at home against the Vikings, total 48.5.
Yeah, so one of the themes from last week, I would say, is we all knew that the Vikings were massively overrated, as were the Giants. All the analytic people said these were the two playoff teams that were garbage. They were just average teams that the ball bounced right. And what's interesting is it finally caught up to both of them, well, a year later, when they both massively underperformed. Vikings actually won statistically. Deja vu, this is the game last year when these teams played, I think week two on Thursday. Kirk Cousins was bad, and the Eagles rolled the Vikings. I don't think much has really changed, frankly. Cousins is not good in primetime games. I'm going to tease the Eagles, just have to win the game. I'll tease them with the Buffalo Bills, down from 8.5 to 2.5, 2 units.
Got it. I'm going to pass that one for right now. Let's move on to the Chiefs and the Jaguars. The Chiefs are laying 3 on the road. Chris Jones has signed. And right now, they think it sounds like Travis Kelce has a good chance to play.
Yeah, so I bet the Jaguars personally, plus 3.5, that doesn't matter. Now, arguably, though, it's a good spot for Kansas City up against it. If you did nothing but bet 0-1 straight-up teams in the NFL versus 1-0 teams, you do actually do quite well. Ross, I wanted to ask you, as a former player, is that real, the feeling of, oh, if we start 0-2, we're unlikely to make the playoffs, and that sense of urgency kicks in?
I think there's just such a sense of urgency just to get the first win, right? You know, when you're 0-1, I've been on 0-5 team. I was on a separate 0-4 team. By the way, both those teams, Steve, went 500 or better for the season.
Wow.
Think about that. 2001 Redskins, 2004 Buffalo Bills. I'm passing Chiefs, Jags. I would lean to the Jags getting the 3 points at home. What about the Seahawks and the Detroit Lions? The Seahawks are getting 5.5 points now in Detroit, Steve.
Strong lean to Seattle. This is an overreaction. This line was 3. And I get it. Seattle was terrible against the Rams, but these were perceived to be almost comparable teams, and now all of a sudden the spread is almost a touchdown. We'll lean to the underdog.
Totally agree. I'm a lean for the Seattle Seahawks as well, but with the two offensive tackles getting injured, I need some more information. Chargers are laying 3 in the row on the road against the Titans.
Another lean here. I think it's a real bad travel spot for the Chargers, having to go all the way across the country and an early start time. I get it. Tannehill looked terrible. If I got 3.5, I'd bet Tennessee. At 3, I'll lean Tennessee.
Leaning Tennessee as well. I forgot the Chiefs-Jags total was 51. Seahawks-Lions, 49. Chargers-Titans total, 46. I'm going to lean to Tennessee as well. So you and I have several same leans. How about the Ravens getting 3.5 in Cincinnati against the Cincinnati Bengals? Total's 46, Steve.
So I don't understand this total. Burrow, they're working on his calf. Doesn't look right. His timing's not right with his receivers. Lamar Jackson, new offense. Zay Flowers looks awesome. The rest of the team looks sluggish. Division battle. Bengals now need the game like blood. I think it's a bridge too far to bring this total all the way up to 46.5. I'm going under 2 units.
Ooh, I think that's an interesting idea there. I'm going to go under as well. I like that bet. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under 46 for 2 units to make it a best bet. And I'll take Baltimore plus 3.5, 1 unit. Taking the Ravens, I don't like some of the injuries they suffered. That's what I'm concerned about. You know, they might be without their starting center and left tackle too, Steve, which makes the under even better in this one. I like where your head's at right there, just like I like Labatt Blue Light. It is delicious. Steve and I might have some Labatt Blue Lights together Thursday night in Vegas. Oh, I got UNLV and Vanderbilt Saturday night. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Next game up, it's the Packers and the Falcons. Packers are laying 1 point now on the road in Atlanta. Total 41.
Yeah, so kudos to Green Bay, who played so well against the Bears. Jordan Love absolutely performed. Little misleading. Got a pick six. Shouldn't have won by quite as many points. But now the favorite is flipped from earlier in the summer. And I see that one, and I'm like, you know, I got to get at the Falcons. But in a teaser, 6.5-point teaser, I'm going to take Atlanta up to 7.5. I'm going to pair them with the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are going to beat the Jets. We'll tease Dallas down. We'll tease Atlanta up. 6.5-point teaser. Got to get 7.5 in our teaser on Atlanta.
I will just lean Atlanta, but it's not a strong lean. How about the Bears and the Bucks? Bears now getting 3 points in Tampa. Totals 41.5.
Yeah, so kind of a phony win by Tampa. Could have gone either way. They got outstatted. This line has moved a lot. We talk about reactionary and overreactionary. Well, the Bears were supposed to be better. Not just better, but significantly better than Tampa. Now they're catching 3. Absolutely. Bears, 2-unit weight.
Totally with you on that. I had that down. Bears plus 3, 2 units. It's a best bet.
The best bet.
What about the Colts laying 1.5 on the road against the Houston Texans? Total is 40, Steve.
Yeah, so teaser weekend. This is going to be a low-scoring game. Someone's going to win 20-17. Don't care who, because I'm going to tease Houston up to the 7.5. I'll tease them with Dallas also. 2-unit teaser.
Yep, I got a 2-unit teaser for them as well. I've got the Texans up to 7.5. Pairing them with the Buffalo Bills down to minus 2.5. The Bills are not losing at home to the Raiders. The Bills are not starting the season 0-2 with a loss at home to the Raiders. That's not happening. Texans up to 7.5. Bills down to minus 2.5. I'll pair those two together. 2 units. What about the Niners laying 8 against the Rams? Total 44.5.
Well, I guess I may as well play one more teaser with the Bills, and I'll put them in with the Niners, who should beat the Rams. I'm going to lean to the Rams at the point spread of 8, however, but the Niners are my best team in the NFL right now, so all they have to do is win the game. So Bills and Niners, 2 units. By the way, with these teasers, feel free. I'm not going to like play every permutation of these teasers I like, but you could. So it is certainly a teaser weekend.
Yeah, no, no question, because I've got, you know, we actually have some best bets here, but we're not doing it necessarily pairing them the same. I'm pairing the Niners get down to minus 2 with the Cowboys that you've been doing quite a bit at minus 1.5. So give me the NFC powerhouses, the Niners and the Cowboys, down to minus 2, minus 1.5. I think they'll win those games. I think they're very good teams. The Giants are laying 4 on the road in Arizona, totals 40.5.
So I want to bet against both these teams, and I'm not allowed to this week. I pass.
Taking Arizona. Their defense much, much better than I thought. Giants were a disaster. I think the Giants bounce back, but you're going to give me 4 points at home? Arizona's, I know they're trying to get one of these wins early. Don't want to be a winless type of team. Arizona plus 4, 2 units total on that game, 40.5. The Commanders are getting 3.5 in Denver, totals 39, Steve.
Boy, you know, from a comp basis, I think the Raiders and Washington were considered to be really comparable, and the Raiders were the right side plus 3.5, which means maybe Washington's the right side, but I don't want to play a bad 1-0 team against a decent or an average 0-1 team. I pass.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go 2 units on the Commanders. I think this is a field goal game either way. So anytime I think it's a field goal game either way and I'm getting 3.5, I'm taking it. 2 units, the Commanders, in a game that has a 39-point total. We've got the New York Jets getting 7.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. I just can't see Zach Wilson going in there and beating the Cowboys. You and I have both teased the Cowboys a number of times from -7.5 down to -1.5. The total is 42. Anything else, Steve?
Just that it's a horrific spot here for the Jets. They lose their quarterback. They get the upset win. Short week. Now they get to go to the best team, correct, and second best team in the NFL. The Niners are the best team. They're not going to win. One more teaser. Dallas to Monday Night Football. The Steelers let me down in a teaser last time. I'm going to play them again. Dallas and Pittsburgh. That's the third teaser with Dallas. And I think this line's doing nothing but going up, up, up. Lock them in now on Dallas.
We've got Sunday Night Football. I'll be in the booth for Westwood One National Radio. For those of you guys that are going to be driving around, before I get into this game, I want to make sure what you know what to do if you're going to this game. You're getting on the Game Time app. You want to be at the game? You want to say hi to me before the game? I would love to do that. Get on the Game Time app. Check out what the prices are for this game and come. You know you're getting the best tickets, right? Like, you know you're getting the best tickets at the best price. Right now, I'm seeing $94 seats, $96 seats. If you go to the game, email me, ross@rostucker.com. Maybe we can say hello. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY, $20 off. Huge fan of the Game Time app. Download today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, Dolphins and the Patriots. Patriots are getting 2.5. Total's 47. I'm taking the Patriots, Steve, up to 8.5 and pairing them with the Pittsburgh Steelers in one of the two Monday night games up to 8. So that's my third two-team, 6-point, two-unit teaser. I like a couple of home teams in primetime games that are 0-1 to cover 8.5 for the Patriots, 8 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you got, Steve?
Yeah, so what's going on? We're in agreement. What's going on here? Why so many teasers this week? So go read my friend Stanford Wong, his book, Sharp Sports Betting. Hey, they named the term Wong teaser after the guy. He must be sharp. We used to talk about this in the 90s. Bottom line is you capture that corridor, 3 through 7. The only time you want to tease an underdog is from a +2 up to a +8. Can be 1.5, 2.5. 2 is the number I summarize it at. So absolutely great spot, too, for New England. Well, terrible spot for Miami. They win in Los Angeles. They come home. Now they got to go up to New England. If I was just betting it, I would certainly look to bet New England, who, you know, could have beaten the Eagles. They won the stats. So I think great teaser here with New England and also with Pittsburgh. That's the best bet.
The best bet.
Love it. Love the best bet. What about the first Monday night game? They're doing that staggered Monday night game thing. You've got the Saints come marching into town in Carolina. Carolina is getting 3.5 at home. The total is 40.
Did Young play that badly? I guess he did with his two interceptions to justify them getting 3.5. Home dog Monday night, absolutely. Two units, Carolina Panthers, in what should be a close game.
Love it, Steve. Another best bet. Man, we got a bunch this week. We got a bunch of teasers, bunch of best bets. I love Carolina at home getting 3.5. Saints impressed me. I think they're a good team. But if I can get 3.5 at home game, first game of the year with the new quarterback, should be a great crowd there in Carolina. And I don't think they were that bad against the Atlanta Falcons. Lastly, we've got the Steelers hosting the Cleveland Browns. Talked about a little bit already as it relates to the teaser. The total is 40.5. Remarkable to me, Steve, that the Browns are already favored over the Steelers on the road.
So here's an overreaction. I get it. The Steelers aren't quite as good as we thought. Hey, and the Browns are really good. against a quarterback that's injured that didn't practice in preseason in the mud fest when it's raining. Steelers are going to find a way to win this game. Absolutely. So we already teased Pittsburgh multiple times. You know what? Let's go ahead and shove with the Steelers. I'll put one unit on them also in the game, catching points.
Love it. All right. So, Steve, we got to do better than we did last week. Me in particular. I mean, people count on us, man. I mean, that's why I get so many text messages, so many tweets from people that love the show. They either listen to it or they watch it on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I feel like this is somewhat common, Steve, for us to not do our best week one and then to bounce back in week two and have a really big week two. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, don't overreact to any one week. I've gone, 9-1. I've gone 1-6. It's a long season. In fact, I always tell people, I only sell my picks at pregame.com. I'm like, never buy one pick. Never buy, it's my Sunday night football game of the week. Don't buy that. Buy my annual package. If I lose, I'll buy, personally, come to Vegas, I will buy you dinner. If I lose any one game you bought and you want me to buy you a drink, well, I'll probably do it in Vegas because it's free for me. But forget dinner, because, I mean, I could lose for any one day, week, month, over the course of a season, very unlikely.
Love it. So fired up for week two. We're going to bounce back for you guys. I'd be surprised if we don't, but if we don't, you'll know, because we tell you how we do each and every week here on the Even Money Podcast. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, VSiN, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.